from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. Donations are pouring in to support a family after an unthinkable tragedy in North Jersey. As new details are revealed about the death of an infant and his grandfather last month.
More details have emerged about the wrenching deaths of a Verona grandfather and his infant grandson last month, killed by a falling tree. 61-year-old Boris Gasson and 6-month-old Micah were laying in a backyard hammock when the tree uprooted, according to one of two GoFundMe campaigns for the family. The child had been visiting with his parents cross-country from California. Both grandfather and grandson are remembered fondly by those donating. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey may soon implement a game-changing rule when it comes to your job search. A proposed law, unanimously approved by a Senate committee this week, would force employers to include info about how much the job pays before you actually apply.
New Jersey State Senator Paul Moriarty says the hiring process, as is, sure wastes a lot of time.
Not until you make an offer do people actually find out what the job entails in terms of compensation.
His bill says employers must disclose at least a range of the salary or hourly wage with a job posting, along with a general description of benefits. Other states, like New York, have similar laws. Compared to a previous version of the legislation, this bill significantly reduces the fines for violations. Dean Alflamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Confusion over a dead whale on the beach in Sandy Hook. Officials now say the 44-foot-long whale was brought to the Gateway National Recreation Area for a necropsy. The whale actually died after getting caught on the bow of a cruise ship. Photos of the dead whale were circulating on social media. After the necropsy, the whale was buried. New Jersey 101.5 News, time 6:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next. Now, New Jersey 101.5, instant weather.
Hey, it's a nice morning. Temperatures are around 60 degrees. We've got a bright sky as that sun rises here, but it's not going to stay that way. Skies will cloud up through this morning, and then expect a few showers and thunderstorms from midday through the afternoon. You'll probably need the umbrella later. High temperatures today around 70. A period of steadier rain is possible tonight with lows around 50, and then tomorrow, showery and drizzly all day long. It'll be cloudy and miserably cool. Highs tomorrow only in the lower 50s. New Jersey weather made possible by Town Appliance, the luxury appliance store in Lakewood. Family owned and operated for over 50 years, Town Appliance has small town courtesy with big city know-how. Shop today with a dedicated sales rep at their showroom in Lakewood or from home online at townappliance.com.
In Orange at 62, Hillsborough 54, Toms River is 60. Download our mobile app for breaking news, weather and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.